Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray.
Now, from coast to coast, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. As we left Bob and Ray yesterday, you'll recall that Bob was down in the audience talking with a charming woman. He's back there today with that very same person. Bob, come in, please.
Thanks for sending it over to me, Ray Goulding. And, ma'am, did you have a pleasant stay at the Bob and Ray Hotel last night?
It was very nice.
Didn't you find it lived up to all of your expectations?
It wasn't as bad as I thought, although I would suggest that you put blankets in one of those bureau drawers.
Well,
I had to get up at night. It was chilly.
It's been unusually cool for this month.
Yes, I had to throw on the raincoat over the bed
to keep me warm.
But other than that, don't have hot water. I don't know if you know that.
During the summer, did you have the continental breakfast this morning, the donut and coffee?
Man wouldn't give it to me. I got down there about 20 minutes to 10.
Oh, no.
This old codger just said, nope,
before 9 o'clock,
said,
you know.
Yes.
Well, tell me, you sent on your card, and the reason we held you over here in the audience was because you had such an interesting card.
Yes.
It says that you're a lady homemaker, is that right?
That's right, and my name is Margot Schachter-Lusengard.
What could I call you for short?
Margot.
I'll never remember that.
Margot.
Margot, where do you make your home?
Well, I'm making my home right now on a 2-acre plot in Acton, Massachusetts.
Find an old farmhouse or something?
No, I just found a lovely little piece of property there. It used to be an apple orchard, and I'm saving many of the trees. I'm going to put up a little house there.
And you're doing this yourself?
Good level. Match my personality.
You're doing this yourself, or what? Do you have help?
Well, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Do you have a crew working up there for you?
No, I do it myself. I'm a true homemaker.
Really, really going at it?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yeah, fine.
Well,
wonderful.
Why did they pick you? I don't see anything particularly interesting.
Well, I was in movies years ago.
Oh, I guess that was it. We're in silent pictures?
Well, I was an ingenue for many years.
Is that so?
Yes. And then I got caught in a stampede scene,
mm-hmm.
and I've been playing old lady parts ever since.
Well, Margot, it's been a wonderful pleasure to chat with you, and I hope that the rest of your visit will be as pleasant as this first part has been. I'm going to...
All right. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen.
Going to move over to another part of the...
Thank you.
The other side of the audience across the aisle. Let me ask a question. With you, I guess they were pointing at, sir. Would you like to be held up for ridicule?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Okay, would you stand up in the aisle here?
Okay. Wow.
Well, I guess we all can see why they
are. He has little bells on his shoes.
On his shoes there.
He's being held up for ridicule.
What's the reason for this, sir?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of an attention-getting device. Plus, when I can always get a seat in the subway. When the doors swing open, I step on with these shoes with bells on them. Everybody gets right out of that car and have it all alone.
I can well imagine.
All by myself.
Well, thanks for coming here today, and I hope you enjoy the show. And Thursday is usually audience talent day. Do we have anyone in the audience with talent that they'd like to display? Lester McAck.
Yes, sir.
And where's your home, Lester?
I'm from Trenton, New Jersey.
You're not too far away from home, then, are you?
No.
Can you move in a little bit closer here so we can hear every word you have to say?
All right.
McAck, what kind of a name is that?
I think it's kind of Scotch and Peruvian.
I guess some kind of a combination.
Something like that. Right? I don't know. I remember my grandparents discussed it one night, but...
They were disgusted one night by what?
No, they were discussing it.
Oh.
And I couldn't make much head or tail out of it.
Well, now you said... Yes.
And,
you said on your card that you are a tap dancer, I believe.
Well, I'm trying to be.
Oh, you haven't become a professional as yet?
No, not yet, no. But
Do you appear anywhere tap dancing?
No. No, I get up maybe down at the lodge. And tap if I'm invited, but Not too much. I do it mostly for my own enjoyment at home or on a subway. Oftentimes, I get a seat in the subway that way. The doors spring open and I step on tap dancing.
Sure.
I have that old car all by myself.
I can imagine.
They all just file right out of it.
Well, now our audience loves to have its own members show their talent, no matter how minuscule it may be. And I think
that's
right
that.
Now, I say our audience members love to see one another get up here and perform, no matter whether they have talent or not.
Oh, I thought you said something about minuscule, because I'm Scotch.
Oh, no. Well, let's hear you give us a little example of your tap dancing. Mr. Music, would you give him a little background, please? Professionally, but as long as you can have fun with it, I guess it's okay.
Well, thanks a lot.
It's all right. I hope we've helped you on your way to stardom.
Never can tell, but if I reach stardom, I'll never forget who gave me the start.
Who?
You fellas.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, if you get there, be sure to have fun.
Not bad when you think of it, to go down to the audience and find talents just sitting there like that. It's very unusual and wonderful.
Can't you clap your second one, yeah?
Oh, Gumshoe is here. That's right.
That's the thing.
Hey,
what do you think of it?
Let me see that. This is the artist's conception by the detective we've hired to find Smelly Dave. What he thinks... all right, yeah.
Okay.
There he is on the flat car there.
Hey, look, this is an idea I had, Bob and Ray. I would like to make up a bunch of these and send them out to people who may be listening to your program... just so they'll all have an idea what Dave looks like, so that they see him, they can call us right here at Plaza One.
You mean send these to our audience?
Right.
And
think you could do that?
Well, maybe we could.
It may entail a little expense.
Well, we don't mind that. We're pretty generous, you know.
I think it costs you 3 or 4 cents to send a thing like that to the mail.
Well, that isn't a bad idea. It kind of takes us by surprise, but I guess we could, couldn't we, Ray?
I don't see
what is the bank? Wilbur Conley, Young Squirt, who works for us. You know what the balance is now?
You want to say it right on the air?
Well, whisper. Oh. Well, we could handle this then.
Okay.
And the people could just write to Rob and Ray here at CBS, huh?
All right, that's fine, sure.
All right.
They want a picture of Dave to write in for him, right?
So they can, it'll help them to find him.
Great.
They can recognize him when they see him. Good.
Wonderful.
Hey, would you like to make extra money in your spare time?
For a profitable hobby that can develop into a lucrative business, it's alligators, you know, the small, clean, scaly animals that are literally worth their weight in gold.
And they can be raised in a spare room, basement, or garage. Takes only a few minutes a day to care for a pair, and it costs only a few pennies a day to feed each animal.
Alligators breed once a year and have 1 to 5 eggs at a time. Now, the pair that you get from Alligators Industries are completely guaranteed producers, all pedigreed and registered.
Just see what you can make from these pets. Suitcases, shoes, watch bands, and many other expensive articles.
We will help you get started and show you how to make substantial profits in alligator raising.
We'll supply you with 2 alligator eggs and complete information on the feeding, raising, housing, and breeding of alligators. Alligator eggs are sturdy, easy to handle, and light as ping pong balls.
For the information on alligator raising, with no obligation whatsoever, write to Bob and Ray, CBS, New York.
All right, and now did you say Wally is out on a remote someplace?
Is that a real commercial?
No.
My word, I couldn't imagine raising
it. It just felt so lonesome around here without any that we just put one
in. Oh, you just threw one in, kind of make believe. I see. Oh, well, that's all right. Yeah, fine.
Now over to the Coliseum here in New York, where our remote broadcaster Wally Ballou is standing by to bring you the finals of the world-famous Bob and Ray Sew-Off. Come in, please, Wally Ballou.
With your hat, lady, a beautiful picture you make, and I certainly hope it wins.
We are about.
This is radio's highly regarded Wally Ballou speaking to you, I beg your pardon, from the annual Bob and Ray Sewing Contest. For ladies who use the Bob and Ray sewing machine, there are some 50 or 60 ladies sewing away here, busily putting the finishing touches on the various articles that they have chosen to sew and enter into the competition for the big prize money. And moving down the aisle, I want to speak with one or two and just see how they're working. Here's a lady with a... What is that?
It's just a plain house dress I'm making.
Is that of your own design, ma'am?
Yes, I make it from my own plans.
So you are Mrs. Emma Fang, is that right? Where are you from, Miss Fang?
I'm from Topeka, Kansas.
And you were flown here for this
final? I was flown here on the Bob and Ray airline, the route of the open cockpit.
Did you think that you'd ever win the Midwestern Championship?
Well, I had a good idea because I've always done this a good many years, and I've...
You sold your whole family, do you?
Yes, I make everyone's clothing except the old man's.
All right, wonderful.
He has to go at the fat department.
Oh, I see.
Fat men.
Rather has a problem figure, kind of.
Yes.
A lot of luck with your house dress you're making. And now here a little bit further along the line, you are Mrs. Iris Bunshaft.
That's right.
And could you tell us what your entry of the contest will be?
Well, this is a slip cover.
For a sofa?
Yes.
Very nice. What is that, chintz you're making it out of?
What?
Is that chintz? Is that the name of the material?
Yes, it is.
Nice design there. Down, my word.
You
have to be careful. Down here at the far end, there's an interesting sight. Here amidst all these lady contestants sewing away is a gentleman sitting at the sewing machine, and I can't believe that he is actually an entrance in the Bob and Ray Sew-Off, but the card here says that he is. Sir, are you a contestant?
Are you laughing at?
Well,
yes, I am. My name is Raleigh Draver.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Draver?
I'm a mechanic.
And sew.
You want to make something out of it?
No.
What are you laughing? What are you winking at the engineer for?
I wasn't winking at the engineer. I was getting a time signal from him.
Oh, yeah?
Could you tell us what you're making here?
It's an apron.
Something for your wife?
No, it's something for me. Special kind of apron. I can keep my tools here in the front.
So oh, I see.
I keep the liquids on this here pocket.
I see. Very handy thing to have when you're working around the machine shop, I would say.
Right, it is.
Have any of the other ladies shown any antagonism toward you by being the only man in the contest?
They more or less ignored me, and that's just the way I'd just soon have it. Every time they go by me, they go like that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't care who. I just want to win the first prize.
Well, I certainly hope you do, sir, and they won't be judging until later. I don't think we're going to have an announcement of the winner.
You're winking again at your engineer, but...
No, he was just telling me that our time is just about up. We've got to leave.
Okay.
So, again, good luck, and now this is Wally Ballou returning you. Oh, wait just a minute. They are going to make an announcement, I believe, on the public address system. Let's see if we can pick it up.
Attention, please. Stop the sewing. Please stop the sewing. Attention, please. The board of directors, the jury here, have decided on the winner. It is Raleigh Draver, Gary, Indiana. Congratulations.
Well, you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. The sissy won. The sissy won.
What did you say, buddy?
No.
Why, you...
Oh, this is radio's volume blue.
Better cut it in there. Got it. Good.
Well, gee, that's unusual.
Wally walked right into that one, didn't he?
Did he You suppose he was attacked by Mr. Draper?
It sounded that way.
Well, time that we run along, I guess, until the next time. This is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Your City Editor's Report is next on KNX AM and FM, CBS Radio in Los Angeles. CBS Radio in Los Angeles.